So I'm joined by Wendy. Hello, Wendy.
Hi there.
And we're here today to talk about fostering and fostering in North Yorkshire. So to start off with, is there a fostering need in North Yorkshire?
There certainly is, yes. At any one time, we've got about, well, over 300 children and young people in foster care. We've got a large number of great foster carers already, but the need is growing. And also, we have foster carers who retire. Sometimes they've been with us many years, and we had three sets of fantastic foster carers who were all in their 70s, I do believe, who left us last year. So needs do change, and foster carers do leave us for one reason or another. So there is always a need, yes. Yeah.
And, I mean, if people are interested or sort of are thinking, oh, could I be a foster parent, what is it that you look for? Because obviously they've got to go through quite a lot of assessments and things like that. So what is it that makes someone able to become a foster parent?
Well, there's all different kinds of fostering, Alice, and the message is that almost anyone can become a foster carer. Perhaps people aren't aware that it doesn't matter if you're married, single, divorced, you could be gay or straight, you might own your own house, you might rent. All those things aren't barriers to becoming a foster carer. There isn't an upper age limit, for example, and lots of people kind of come up to me when I'm in supermarkets or libraries or at the county shows saying, "Why, you won't want me, I'm too old." And I always put them right straight away on that one. So that's the foster carer side of things, but there's all different kinds of fostering as well. Few examples of the kind of foster carers that we're looking for now, really across the county. Families who will look after teenagers, and yes, deep breath, we all know teenagers can be difficult. Lots of us we've all been teenagers to start with. Lots of us have brought up teenagers
True. Too.
Yeah. But imagine, you know, what a tricky time of your life that is. And if you can't live with your own family at that time, you know, you're really going to need some guidance and support and something, you know, someone to help you make the right life choices and so on. So if you can offer a safe, secure, welcoming foster home to a teenager, we definitely want to hear from you. There's also, we encourage foster carers who can keep siblings together, groups of brothers and sisters. And that's really important too, because keeping family groups together in foster families can be really good for their emotional well-being and helps to ease the effect, as you might imagine, been separated from their own families.
Yeah.
So that's something else. But we do have some foster carers who, for example, just do emergency and out of hours fostering. So that's not the 365 days a year type of thing. Some who provide respite for other foster carers. And then there's specialist foster caring, when you've kind of gone through all your training and then there's extra training and so on for maybe more experienced foster carers with skills of looking after children. That could be for disabled children, that just could be for very challenging young people. We also have a need for families who will look after unaccompanied asylum seeking children. So you see, there's kind of like a whole range, and I suppose the message is that we'd like to recruit a whole range of foster carers from all different backgrounds, walks of life, different kinds of experience, but there's a whole range of fostering out there too. So we can have a, you know, chat with you and look at what your skills and experience are. How much time have you got? Are you in full-time work, for example? All that sort of thing, and find the best match for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of thought, you know, that goes into it. It's not just a random pairing.
A lot of
thought does go into who's going to be a good match.
Yes, absolutely. So that's really important for us, that we get a whole range of foster carers with different kinds of skills, different kind of family background and makeup and so on. And as you say, a lot of thought goes into that matching process then, because we want to support foster placements, and we do support you once you've got that child as part of your family. But if we can get a good match to start with, then, you know, the chances of that placement being a success are much, much greater.
Yeah. So and I mean, when becoming a foster parent, it's not something you just wake up and think, I'm going to become a foster parent. It's something you do need to thoroughly think about. And there are challenges that come with being a foster parent. So just talk me through some of them.
Okay. Firstly, just to say that you mentioned it's not something that you just kind of wake up like a light bulb moment and think, that's it, I want to do it. Research tells us, and our own foster carers tell us, that you will have had sort of 7 or possibly 8 different kinds of prompt, if you like, before you decide to sort of dip your toes in the water and go for fostering. And I think that's because people do think about it a lot. They might kind of hear it on the radio. They see us at one of the county shows, see a poster or something, and they have a little bit of a think. But I guess the time in your life has to be right. For one thing, you have to have a spare bedroom. That's a really important prerequisite, because looked after children, we do ask, that's one thing you do have. They have their own space. So I guess people have to come to that right time in their life when they've got the space, they've got the energy, it's right with their own family. So what we would do first of all is come out to see you. It's what we call an initial visit, and have a sit down face to face chat, so you can find out more about us, we can find out more about you, and we take things from there. Really, there's lots of training and support. As you say, it is challenging, but bringing up a family is challenging. There's all the support is there. There's local foster carer networks, there's out of hours support if it's needed. You have a social worker if you're a foster carer, and the child that's placed with you has a social worker. So there's no shortage there of support.
Yeah.
In terms of the rewards, they are massive, massive emotional rewards. We hear lots of really sort of heartwarming stories of how children and young people who are fostered often turn into long-term placements. They can stay right through into a scheme we have called Staying Put, if that's how things work out,
right
through to young adulthood and independence and so on. Just to mention that there are financial rewards. We want people to do this because they care, they want to make a difference, they want to turn those young lives around. They need to know that there are financial rewards and financial packages, so they're not going to be out of pocket. Just a little example off the top of my head, if you foster a child age between 11 and 13, once you've done your training and you're accredited, you'll be paid over £300 a week for that one foster placement. So that's just an example. When you go right through to specialist foster caring for some of the most challenging and difficult young people, for example, with our No Wrong Door project, the financial reward can go up to about £38,000 per annum equivalent. So that's just an example.
Yeah. If people want to know a bit more information, want to speak to someone about possibly becoming a foster parent, how can they do that?
Well, the easiest way, Alice, is to visit the website, and that's www.northyorks.gov.uk/fostering. But you can also find us on Facebook. You can message us through Facebook, or you can call us, and the number is 01609 534 654. And as soon as you make that contact, get in touch, we'll be arranging hopefully to come out and do an initial visit and chat to you in a bit more detail.
Yeah, perfect. And if people want to speak to you face to face, you do pop up every now and again.
We certainly pop up every now and again. You'll hopefully see us at your local branch of Sainsbury's through the summer. We have stands in libraries. We're doing some fostering drop-ins now in Costa Coffee, who are helping us promote fostering. We do those regularly in the Harrogate branch, but they're all advertised on our Facebook pages and in the Mumbler pages and on social media, so you can always find out when we're going to be there. And you'd be really love to see you if you'd like to drop in.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Wendy. It's been great chatting to you all about fostering.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.